do have a few. We want to pray for the people in the Shawnee area who were hit by the tornado last night. And last I heard, two lives were lost. And then we want to pray for rain. Oh, my goodness, how we need rain. I've looked at some of the ponds driving from Cheyenne over here, and they're lower than I've ever seen them before. Then we want to pray for the family of Johnny King Sr., who's gone to his final resting place this week. So there's mine, if you want to pray for those. And Tina probably has some, too.
I just have one more to add to that.
Okay.
You want it now?
Yeah.
My friend Allison's son, Trevor, is a young teenage man, and they're awaiting test results because he's been having some liver issues.
Okay. All right. All right.
I have Shawnee written down too.
Good. Good. Father, we come before you, and we thank you that your ears are attentive to our words, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. We come and we petition you, Lord God, this morning concerning the Shawnee damage, the people that were affected, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you that you're already there. You didn't move. Lord God, I just pray that you open up the eyes of your people to be the hands and feet that you created them to be, Lord God. And I just pray for opportunity, Lord God. I speak peace over this situation in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that everything is going to be all right. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you don't withhold rain from us. Lord God, we thank you that the rain is coming. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to get abundantly above more than we ask or think. Father, we thank you for the rain. We thank you. We call the rain to come forth in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks that you gave us that right to do that. Father, for Johnny King, Lord God, he's happy. Lord God, thank you that he is at his resting place with you, Lord God. Father, we lift up the family, and Lord God, for the loss that's brought in on this occasion, Lord God, us pray, Father, that what he lived in his life may continue. And Lord God, that the things that you planted in him, Lord God, that they may begin to bear fruit. And we thank you. We speak peace and comfort over the family. Thank you, Lord God. And Father, we pray for Allison's son. We pray for Trevor in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. You have no right. I pray, Father, that words of wisdom would come to Allison in Jesus' name. And Father, that those words of wisdom would be applied over Trevor. Lord God, we thank you for it. We speak life over his body, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to remind you about the Main Street Revival that's going to be next week, April 27th through the 29th from 6 to 8. That will be at 1101 North Main Street here in Elk City. That's going to be at the corner of the Cross, and that's Country Club in Maine. And I know it's going to be great. It's going to be an outdoor revival, so we pray for a great 3 days for that, 3 nights for that. And each night there's a different minister bringing a message. Danny Ringer will be there Thursday, and the worship leader will be Casey King. Danny Ringer is going to welcome everyone. Casey King will be the worship leader, and Jason Holland from Cheyenne will be the preacher that night. On Friday night, Kyle Shravinka will welcome everyone. Percy Walker and Beverly Baker will be the worship team, and Chase Brower will be bringing the message. Then on Saturday night, Larry Parvin, who's pastor of Main Street Baptist Church, will welcome everyone. Jeff Diltz will be the worship leader, and Pastor Duncan Blackwell will bring the message. And so mark your calendars for that, because I know it's going to be a great revival. As I believe it was Jason Mung said day before yesterday when he was in here, Larry Parvin doesn't hold back on anything. Boy, he put a cross up there. He's done several things. He's put signs up about abortion And the city kind of got on to him for a while, and then they figured out, hey, they own that property. They can do what they want. How about that? Tina, do you have some other sponsors you want to mention?
I want to say something. Invite somebody that needs to know Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, this is what it's about. It's not about us. It's about us doing what God called us to do.
That's right.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Okay, now we want to hear from some of our other sponsors. We appreciate our sponsors so very much. As I mentioned early in the program, Spain's Construction Remodeling out of Weatherford is our Facebook sponsor today.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dodson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dodson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDodsonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been.
Oh, my. It's hard to get that cut off right at the end of a commercial, and the outro starts, and we're not ready for the outro. We're just getting really wound up here. Rick Spain is our guest today with a great lesson that he's bringing. And remember to stay tuned after the program's over for Pastor Dwight's Truth Broadcast. So, Rick, let's get right back into it.
Okay, I don't know how exciting it is.
It is. You always bring a good message.
Well, good. Yeah, so we're in the part of the sacrifice that Jesus paid for, and the purpose of it was to restore us into relationship with our Creator. And so then we look at the work. Where does the work come from? The work comes from what Jesus paid for, the work of Christ. How it affects our life is based upon our decisions. So when we went to commercials a while ago, we talked about how the work is manifested is found in your connections. And this is on the individual level. If we don't see it on the individual level, we're gonna think of it generally, and we'll compartmentalize it to a general thought. This is about you. So this work of Christ is not about the whole church. This is about the work in you, that Christ may be formed in you. So when I talk about it's found in your connections, so I want you to, I'm gonna paint a little picture for you. Life is a continuation of cycles. all of life is just you're going through a cycle, and you finish one cycle, then you go into the next. In those cycles, you're going to face good, you're going to face bad, you're going to get some stuff, you're going to lose some stuff. You know, it's just a continuous cycle. And so the key to this thought is remember connections. The key to the thought is what you connect to in that cycle. So when we grow in Christ, what that means is whatever we have connected to in that cycle, if we were connected to the things of God, Christ, then that is going to be reflective in our life. Because we can look in the mirror and look at ourselves and think about our younger self and have the thought, well, you know, I'm still the same person. You know, I'm the same as I was when I was a teenager. You know, my activity was different, but I was the same person. Well, that's not right. You're different than what you used to be. And that's what this work of Christ is about. It's about achieving more of his finished work in our life. So when we connect to our problems, what are we going to get out of that cycle? Whatever that problem produced. If we're going to connect to the local news, national news, whatever, you know, what is going to come out of that cycle is whatever information you got out of that. And so the key thought is, if we're going to be effective in our world, then we got to concentrate or focus on who we're connected to in our cycles. Yeah, I don't care if life's going good or life's going bad or if it's just a smooth line right now. What are you connecting to? Because this is just part of a cycle. It's like the thought, money comes in, money goes out. That's part of the cycle. We have children. We raise them. They go out of the house. That's a cycle. And so it's a continuous cycle. And if we can understand that in life, then that helps us to forge the right connections. So holiness, the work of Christ, separates us from that which disconnects us from him. That work of Christ, not our work. It's his work. And so what's our part? We make the decision. Yes or no. And we're continually making decisions, folks. So what decision are you making right now? Are you connected or disconnected? Because if you're disconnected from him, you're connected to something. Always. Always. We're not an island to ourselves. You know, we may think, well, I'd be happy if I just went and lived off in the woods lived in the woods and lived off the land. You know, and so, no, that's not the solution. The solution is what Jesus paid for. When we connect to him, all that he is connected to connects to us. That's the good news. When we connect to him, what he paid for, by his stripes we are healed. What is he connected to? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. What is the connection you're forging? Well, I got problems with family or friends or whatever. You know what? What is he connected to? So sometimes we connect to things without thinking, you know what, I need to disconnect from this and reconnect with him so that Christ can be formed in me. When we connect to what he is not connected to, this produces disconnects from him. And so that's when you're saying your prayers, well, you're saying your prayers with, it's like what James said. We don't receive because we don't ask. And then we don't receive because we don't ask the right thing. We're connected to the wrong thing. And so keep on going. God's hand in and upon our life is enhanced or diminished by what we are connected to. It's all about decisions, you guys. All about decisions. Sometimes we connect unconsciously. You know, so this is what we're talking about today. This is something, so when you need to look and see, what am I connected to? My life's not going good. Why? Why isn't my life going good? Maybe you're connected to the right source. If you are, I promise you, it's going to get better. Because what when you're connected to Him, you're connected to everything He's connected to. So let's keep going. In the building of life, there are two bridges that connect us from where we are to where we want to be. Nobody wants to build a bridge that leads to nowhere. The bridge that God has given us is His never-failing word. I want to talk about that. You know, when you think about in a situation with another individual, and you're looking at the same situation, and so you're talking about it, and this other individual says, well, I commit to doing this for you in this situation. What are they doing? They're giving you their word. Now, we got to understand that that word's only as good as that person. But when we think about God, He gave us His word. And so whatever the situation may be, he said, I gave you my word. Have I not said it? Will I not perform it? Now, it may not be in the manner or way that we think it should turn out, but I'm going to tell you, He's given us His word. And everything is going to be all right. Because He gave us His word. That's one way to look at it. The second way to look at it is that He gave us His word so that we could see, so that we could understand. And so this is how Christ is formed in us. By understanding of His word. And this comes from Him too. As a matter of fact, let me just tell you this. Everything comes from Him.
That's right.
Everything. The whole nine yards. All our part is in making that decision. What am I going to connect to? Am I going to connect to what He said, or am I going to connect to what life says? So, you know what? The world's a mess. Yes, it is. It's a mess, and things we're moving towards is just a setup for the end. The Bible tells us. The Bible tells us these things are going to happen. People are going to call good things bad and bad things good. And people aren't going to care about you because they're so focused on themselves. That's what we got to get away from. We might not be able to change that individual, but we can change ourselves, and we can have an effect on that individual. So exercising faith in His bridge, which is His word, transitions us from where we are to where we want to be. Which bridge are you climbing over? Because we're always in the process of building bridges. Always. Why? Because I got a problem, and that answer's on the other side of that bridge. What are we building there? So it's Christ. It's Christ in us. If we're going to have an effect on our world, Christ has to be evident in our life. Because we're not the Savior of the world. He is. We are not the one God sent, that anointed one. We're not that. He is. But when we connect to Him, we're connected to everything He's connected to, both in word and deed. And so a lot of times we think about that on the personal side. Well, you know what? When I connect to God, then you know what? He wants to bless me. He wants to give me health. He wants to give me success in life. Yes, He does. And when you follow Him, you will. You will achieve those. those results because Jesus paid for them, not because of any extra effort we got to do. We don't got to believe hard enough. All we got to do is just trust. He did it. You know, when we start believing God for stuff, what we do is we get the thought of that God wants us to be successful, and we paint a picture. Well, this is what success looks like. And so as we're moving along, what we do is we're connected to that picture. And so when that road doesn't turn out the way the picture says it is, then we want to blame God, or we want to think, well, you know, God doesn't want me to have this. No, God wants you to be successful. How are you going to be successful? Get connected to Him. What does He say? You know, and so Peter said, by the washing of the water, by the word. And so we got a lot of junk in us, folks. And that's part of that holiness being built in our life. And so when we connect to what He says, what that does is it begins to clean us out. It begins to change the way we think. And when we change the way we think, it's going to change what we do. So if you're seeing a big messed up world like I am, who are you? Who are you? Well, Rick, this is a lot bigger than me. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than me, too. But it's not a lot bigger than Him. And I'm going to tell you something. Whether you believe in rapture or not, or what period of time you think the rapture is going to happen, I believe it's going to happen. I believe it's literal, and I believe He's going to take us out before the mess unfolds. That's the way I interpret it. I might be wrong. That's all right. But one thing I want to say in point to the thought of the rapture, He's not coming to rescue us. Dang it. I just busted a lot of bubbles right there. He's not coming to rescue us. Why is He coming? Because we finished our work. We've done everything we could do. And so He's going to come. He's going to take His people out. He's going to let the world have what the world wants. And it reminds me of what a preacher said. You may get what you want, but you won't want what you get if you leave God out.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen. So, you know what? This work of holiness, it's His work. You know, we've got a messed up world, and we are the ones that are going to make a difference. Are you one of them? Do I have a minute or two?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I wrote this thought down. You may ask the question, well, Rick, what am I supposed to do? And you know what I'm going to say? I don't know. But I do know He knows. And He made you specifically for where you are today in the position or place, whatever. He has set you right there to make a difference in your part. And when you make your difference and we make our difference, all the differences together is going to show God to our world. You know, we're not showing God to our world sitting in our churches because the church has left the building. If you're still in the building, you're not where God wants you to be. We got a job to do, and we can't pray for God to do it. He's already done it. So when our prayers go to Him, Lord, I pray that You do this or do that, He's going to tell you, I already did it. You do your part, and He's going to shine through. Amen. I'm going to pray. Thank You, Father. Thank You for this word today. It didn't end up the way I expected, but it ended up the way You expected. Father, I pray that these thoughts, that you bring them to our remembrance. Lord God, may they be vessels that carry the power of your change. Change us, Lord God. Help us. Help us to be what you created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. You have been listening to The Hour of Power. Our good friend Rick Spain brought a great lesson today. If you didn't get to listen to the whole thing, and I know sometimes the phone rings and this and that happens, go back and watch it. It'll be posted on Facebook just immediately after the program's over. We are going to try to have the truth broadcast today. We'll see how that goes. I think I've loaded the one from last week, Tina, so I'm going to try one over here in a different spot and see if we can make it go. But anyway, thank you for tuning in today. From me, Neva, from Rick, from Tina, have a blessed day, and we'll see you back in here tomorrow. It'll be just a minute before we get the truth broadcast on because we have to reset the iPad.
We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
The truth.